Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy Dayton at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest at the bottom of the hour, Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising. Be talking about the race baiters. Yes, there's Maxine Waters. There's Al Sharpton. He got shouted down at the border. You ought to see that. And then in the second hour, it's Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His latest including Iron Muscle, Justice for J6 Rally, reflects how the left has silenced conservatives. Well, in the news, Maxine Waters says treatment of Haitian migrants is worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Politicians often say ridiculous things, and Maxine Waters frequent contributes more than her fair share, but her latest was off the charts even for her. As she spoke at a press conference outside the Capitol last Wednesday, the 83-year-old representative said that the treatment of the Haitian migrants at the southern border were worse than what we witnessed in slavery. I'm unhappy. I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm unhappy with the administration. We are following the Trump policy. He's the one that does not follow the Constitution and would not allow those seeking refugee to petition to get into the country. What the hell are we doing here? What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years, she said. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys whipping black people. The statement is ridiculous on many levels, aside from the fact that no one alive today witnessed slavery, the fact that she believes this is worse than the enslavement and abuse of an entire race for more than a century is astounding. And Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, is in charge of the Border Patrol today. To blame what happened on Trump is ludicrous in this writer's opinion. And there is no evidence that anyone was whipped by the Border Patrol. She also asked, who's playing those cowboys? Who's paying those cowboys to do this work, saying they have gotten rid of? She said that the treatment of the Haitian migrants is an attempt to take us back to slavery days. Democratic Representative Joyce Beatty also spoke to the audience at the event, saying the actions taken against the Haitian migrants was some of the most horrific things we've seen. Wow. Today, I had the honor of taking eight members of the Congressional Black Caucus and leadership directly to the White House, she said. And part of this was to speak to those deplorable photos and ask why all those recognized riding horses used their reins to chase down Haitians like they were cattle and goats to be suspended and terminated. We've never witnessed people who look like me to be treated the way those Haitians were, she said. Massachusetts Representative Presley accused the Border Patrol of cruel, inhumane, flat-out racist treatment. Let's see. Haitian lives are black lives, and if we truly believe that black lives matter, then we must reverse course. Goes on and on and on. Last Tuesday, the National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Guto pushed back against the claims of agents whipping migrants. During an interview with Fox News, DeGelto explained agents are not assigned whips, and the techniques were used within safety protocol to both protect the agent and the horse involved in the incident. They're not whipping anyone, he said. They don't carry whips. They don't get assigned whips. What they do is training technique that has been shown to them to make sure that no one takes over their horse. It was to protect the horse, to protect the rider, and protect the individual that was trying to cause chaos and knock down that rider from the horse. Here is my comment to you, Maxine Waters. You ain't no cowgirl. Being black, you need to research black slavery. That word is research, not how can I get my big mouth into the conversation. If you don't even know what a whip looks like compared to a horse bridle, just shut up. And finally, I say, I think you're a good example where we need term limits in Congress. Well, it goes on. The CEO of pharmaceutical giant Moderna says that even younger people will have to get the vaccine booster shots at least once every 3 years, meaning that a two-tier society, which punishes the unvaccinated, could remain in place indefinitely. According to Stephanie Bansil, the pandemic will continue for at least another year, at which point there will be enough vaccine doses so that everyone on the earth can be vaccinated. This includes jabs for infants and booster shots for those who require them. Quote, those who don't get vaccinated will immunize themselves naturally because the Delta variant is so contagious, said Blansel, although he went on to assert that such people would still get ill. You can either get vaccinated and have a good winter, or you don't do it and risk getting sick and possibly even ending up in the hospital. Bansel said life will return to normal in a year, but this will be dependent on people continuing to receive regular COVID-19 booster shots. The CEO said older and vulnerable people would undoubtedly need refresher shots at least once a year, while even younger people who face an infinitesimal chance of dying from the virus will need booster shots every 3 years. Israel, by the way, has already signaled that vaccine passports will incorporate mandatory proof of an individual having received booster shots. This means that those hoping to ride out the pandemic while remaining unvaccinated, with all freedoms returned next year, may actually face a permanent biosecurity police state, which keeps them under de facto lockdown forever. And those who, for whatever reason, refuse to take the booster jabs will also face discrimination when it comes to travel and basic lifestyle activities in many countries. Despite Bansel's insistence that the entire planet will have been offered a vaccine within a year, according to Amnesty International, Moderna, are you listening, has not yet delivered a single vaccine dose to a low-income country. So apparently socialism is right now is going to be aimed at the almost rich or well-to-do people. Yes, and of course old people. Anybody over 65. Okay. Well, two Afghan refugees who were brought to the United States following Democrat President Joe Biden's disastrous pullout from the country are facing federal charges related to allegedly trying to rape a minor and suffocate a woman. Borula Nori, 20, charged with attempting to engage in a sexual act with a minor using force against that person, and with three counts of engaging in a sexual act with a minor, one count allegedly the use of force. The incident alleges that the victims had not attained the age of 16 years and were at least 4 years younger than the defendant. Well, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is exactly what Joe Biden and his administration want, this according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. During an interview on Fox and Friends, Paxton sounded off on the Biden administration stopping the group of 15,000 Haitian immigrants that were camping under a bridge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Quote, we just heard from the secretary who said we sent a very clear message that the border is not open. And yet that's not the message they are getting. That's from the host, Steve Ducey. No, and that's not the message they have sent. From day one, President Biden said, you're welcome to come here. We will not deport you. And that message was sent loud and clear, and Haitians have been given special protection. They're not being deported, the ones that are already here. So the administration has even told them, you know, the ones that are here, we are not deporting. So that message has gotten through, and that's why you see the picture at the border with thousands of people waiting to get in, Paxton said. And he added, I mean, there is a reason that the Haitians are here. He invited them by giving them special protection, and that message got sent through their community. And that's why you saw so many show up quickly. That's the type of message he's been sending since day one of his administration. And Paxton argued that the border crisis is exactly what the administration wants. They're not blocking the Haitians any more than blocking everyone else, he argued. They want illegal immigration. They want what brings, and it is clear from their actions, they are that true. My guess is this is exactly what the Biden administration wants, Paxton concluded. Now, the former head of the U.S. Border Patrol, who was forced out of his position by Joe Biden this year, has issued a dire warning. Rodney Scott says that at the beginning on Inauguration Day, He witnessed, quote, the unprecedented seismic shift in border security and immigration policy that he believes created the current border crisis, calling the current border crisis a threat to national security. He said that Biden's policies caused a rapid disintegration of what was arguably the most effective border security in our nation's history. Quote, the Biden administration's team at DHS is laser-focused on expediting the flow of migrants into the U.S. and downplaying a significant vulnerability that it creates: terrorists, narcotic smugglers, human trafficking, and even hostile nations to gain access to our homeland. He said, in my professional assessment, the U.S. Border Patrol is rapidly losing the situation and awareness required to know who and what is entering our homeland. And he warned that the people who are exploiting the weakness at the border are dangerous. Low-level, unsophisticated, uneducated smugglers are illegally crossing the border and increasingly evading apprehension daily, he said. To think that well-resourced terrorist networks, criminal organizations, and hostile nations are not doing the same is naive. The experienced civil service staff within CBP, ICE, and DHS have proved multiple options to reduce the illegal entries and reestablish some semblance of border security through proven programs and consequences. Yet every recommendation has been summarily rejected, he said. Secretary Mayorkas choosing to ignore the sound of recommendations of career government leadership, despite his own admissions that he agrees with them. Now, Scott wrote on that more than 308,000 illegal aliens had invaded U.S. Border Patrol at the border, a number known as gotaways. As I stated up front, it is my professional assessment that transnational criminal organizations, known as TCO, and other more dangerous actors are increasingly exploiting identified border security vulnerabilities, he said. The threats are real, the situation unsustainable. Yet, the current administration refuses to take any meaningful action. And once again, a reminder, Robin Vitston, We the People Rising, bottom of the hour. We'll get more on that. Well, Biden's government planning on a dramatically increasing of the annual cap for refugees admission in the next fiscal year, awarding 125,000 people refugee status. The move would double the current refugee admission cap of 62,500 and would bring in more refugees than President Obama did in his final year on the presidential throne. State Department confirmed Biden's dramatic expansion of the refugee program in a statement released. 40,000 migrants from Africa will be given refugee status, 35,000 targeted for South Asia, 15,000 from East Asia. The United States will admit 15,000 migrants from Latin and South America, a figure unlikely to set off further mass-scale illegal immigration from Central America. President Donald Trump has succeeded in reducing the refugee admission caps to less than 10,000. But then all of a sudden, we had another election. All right, more news in just a moment. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill. Colombo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Colombo's family Italian recipes? Colombo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Colombo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Colombo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, mind you been.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN. More news here. Kind of an interesting one here is that and this is big news, by the way. Arizona State Senate has announced that the results of the Maricopa County forensic audit of the 2020 election will be released today. In fact, it should be in about 2 or 3 hours. The report will be made public at a hearing, according to a spokesman for the Arizona State Republicans. The report will be presented on the Senate floor, will be open to the media. Although Arizona's election results were already certified 6 months ago, the Republican-controlled state Senate in Arizona undertook a full-hand recount and review of the balance at voting machines in Maricopa, which is the state's largest county. And by subpoena, the state Senate took possession of 2.1 million ballots and nearly 400 election machines and turned them over to be audited by the companies that included one whose CEO promoted debunked election fraud theories after the election. Now, earlier, Arizona State Senate President Karen Fan announced that the state Senate had reached a settlement with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. You see what happened? They didn't want to turn over any of the election equipment. No, we don't want you looking at that. Of course, that's the Democrats, okay? But anyway, it looks like it's finally going to come to what? We'll see. Yes, sir. In other news, Epstein bombshell. Yep. Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, you know, on sex trafficking, nears federal prosecutors have been ordered to reveal the two currently unnamed alleged co-conspirators who will testify at her trial. Maxwell, British socialite, has been charged with procuring underage girls to be abused by convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who was facing sex trafficking charges at the time of his unfortunate death, 2019, in a Manhattan jail. Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking conspiracy charge and an additional sex trafficking charge lodged against her. Maxwell, 59, has been in custody at the federal prison in Brooklyn since her arrest in July of 2020. On September 3rd, Judge Allison Nathan said Maxwell has a right to know the identities of any unnamed co-conspirators in order to adequately prepare her defenses. Additionally, prosecutors must disclose all co-conspirator statements that it intends to offer at trial. And the judge rejected a government claim that doing so would cause potential danger to co-conspirators or risk compromising continuing investigations. Quote, "The government provides no explanation for this purported harm, and none is apparent to the court," Nathan wrote. "Thus, the court finds that this concern alone does not outweigh the risk of surprises to the defendant in this case or the need for the parties to litigate co-conspirator issues in advance of a trial to ensure the absence of delay." Boy, they are good with words, aren't they? Maxwell had requested prosecutor name the two conspirators described in their indictment. Her trial schedule, let me see, I think November 29th. Maxwell also faces perjury charges in a separate case for allegedly lying in a deposition in a civil case filed by Virginia Goffey, who has claimed that she was sexually abused by Britain's Prince Andrew. Will the prince be there? I don't know. Hey, got some Donald Trump news. That's right. Last Tuesday, he sued his niece Mary and the New York Times over their reporting of his tax affairs, accusing them of an insidious plot to obtain confidential records, and is seeking in excess of $100 million in damages. Former president filed his case against Mary, the paper, and three of its reporters. In the suit reported by the Daily Beast, Trump claims that the Times convinced Mary Trump to smuggle records out of her attorney's office and turn them over to the Times, despite her having signed a confidentiality agreement. Now, she signed the deal in 2001 after settling a continuous legal battle over the will of Frederick Trump, that was Donald's father and her grandfather. Trump is seeking damages in an amount to be determined at trial, but believed to be no less than $100 million. Wouldn't you like to have $100 million that someone could take away from you or whatever? Well, I'll tell you. Hey, program reminder that when next we meet, and that'll be on Monday, Kimberly Dvorak, of course, is going to be here with her latest, and Andrew Art Arthur, resident fellow in law at the Center for Immigration's his shocking report. It's entitled, "The Shocking Incompetence at the Border is Worse than the President's Policy." Wow. I thought they were kind of, balanced out. We'll see. All right. Robin Bitston coming up next.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN. My pleasure now to go to the one and only Robin Vitsden, Executive Director of We the People Rising. That's a grassroots, all-volunteer, nationwide network. And let me tell you what they stand for and what they do, okay? We the People Rising, they work to stop amnesty, legislation, and promote secure borders, national security, plus jobs for Americans and veterans. Pretty good resume there. Yes, sir. WeThePeopleRising.com. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Hi, Chuck. Doing great.
Well, nothing happening on the border. I just don't know what we're going to talk about. My goodness. And I know that you just had another Support ICE rally, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Tell me about how did that go? I don't think there were that many people this time, were there?
Well, what happened is yesterday, pro-illegal groups such as the ACLU and Detention Network, et cetera, they held protests in front of ICE detention centers calling for them to be shut down and to end all deportations. So our organization, We the People Rising, we did a Support ICE rally in front of the Adelanto ICE Detention Center. That's the largest detention center on the West Coast, located in the high desert of California. And so we went to show our support. And normally, Chuck, there's a group that protests very loudly at this facility, but they chose to go to the Los Angeles ICE Detention Center. So we just had our support rally. Great support from the public and the facility itself. The employees were very happy to see support because they were expecting protesters, and instead we showed up with our signs that say "We love ICE," and got to send a really strong message to the ICE facility as well as the public that we do stand with law enforcement, Border Patrol, and we are calling for our border to be secured and for deportations to go forward.
Yeah, and, you know, let me see if I can find the exact thing here. I kind of put it on the bottom because it's, let me see here. Oh, yeah, here it is. President Biden planning to bring to the United States fiscal year 2022 about 10 times as many refugees as he will have brought in just this year. And you see how crazy. I mean, he's even using planes from other countries bringing them in. Yes, sir. He announced that he's going to raise the refugee resettlement to 62,500. And when it was under control under President Trump, the limit was 15,000. 15,000. So he's going to do that 10 times more than what Trump did. I'll show him, by golly. And you won't have to worry about running out of vaccine because apparently you're immune, you know, if you're from Haiti or any other country other than the United States and maybe Canada. I had a guest on the other day, Robin, and I said, apparently, you know, during the Cuban crisis, I was in Haiti. And I said, so I guess I'm totally immune, right, if I've been in Haiti. Who knows? I got to tell you something, listener. You got to remember this website, all right? WeThePeopleRising.com. WeThePeopleRising.com. I did a news story, you know, today about Maxine Waters, you know, race baiter, hater. My goodness, unbelievable. And I made mention, you know, that she ain't no cowgirl because she doesn't even know what the difference between a whip and a bridle is. And then after I went to your website and you gave me a heads up that Al Sharpton was down there on the border, and listeners, you got to go to the website, WeThePeopleRising.com, because you have a link for it right there, right? Because I know that's where I got it.
Yes.
You have to see the wonderful speech from race baiter Al Sharpton. I am so proud of those people in Texas. And I got some real, real close relatives that are from Texas, all right? And man alive, but he kept going. He wasn't like Biden. He didn't lose his space one time. I don't know. He didn't have a teleprompter either. But you know what it is? I mean, it's just like the insurrection. You know, January 6th, Robin, how phony that was and how peaceful it was, and it's coming out now that nothing happened. So how could it be worse than 9/11? That's an insult to all those people that died. Worse than Pearl Harbor. My goodness, all they were doing was walking around. There was nothing. The only worst part was whenever the one Trump supporter was shot and killed. One loss of life. And here they are now whipping those Haitians. Oh. My God, worse than the race. How do they get away with this? Is it because they're black?
You know, they get away with it because Democrats know how to seize on the moment. Yeah. There's a misleading photo, we've all seen it, of the Border Patrol agent really just doing his job with his reins. But the Democrats are expert, along with the media, of seizing along something visual like that and totally putting forward a lie. Maxine Waters knows the Border Patrol whipped no one. She knows that. But yes. Yet she uses that loaded language and the platform with the media and the Democrats, and they use it simply to push a narrative that is false. And they know that, Chuck. They know the Border Patrol.
I'll tell you something. If you are black, okay, and you had an ancestor and you went back 200 years that was involved in slavery, okay, that's an insult to you. That's an insult to all black people that this guy controlling his horse, not whipping anybody, is being accused of being worse than the race riots. I mean, come on. And yet they still get elected, and like the one guy hollered, "Hey, Al, pay your taxes." I forgot all about that. Al, pay your taxes.
That was great. When Al Sharpton tried to give a press conference right there in Del Rio, patriots showed up, and they shouted him down with words of truth. One gentleman shouted, "Texas doesn't want your racism," which was right. A great point. And they also shouted, "They don't want the violence that Al Sharpton is trying to bring to Del Rio Texas, and to the border."
We don't need this race baiting in Texas. And, you know, the one guy that really started out, I'm thinking, boy, you ought to get into politics, and you don't even need a microphone. That guy was loud, and I don't think he had a speaker. He might have, but, you know, or a microphone. It's why in the world? Well, number one, never let a crisis go to waste. Okay?
Right.
They really make that obvious. The other thing is, you know, blame others for what you do, and they do that pretty well. The president, what's that guy's name, Joe? Yeah, he spoke today and did his teleprompter, you know, speech. And then he had his selected people that had already, you know, he knew what they were going to ask. And but once they got into the border, he started talking about COVID again and the shots. And my goodness, I mean, it's almost like we're right on the edge of being the way Germany was when it first started. You know,
yep.
All this control from the dictators and just unbelievable. Let me ask you, they had this, I think this right here was the line of cars, the barrier. One of your reports, Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety vehicles to create a mile-long barrier to halt the flow of the Haitian migrants. I saw those cars lined up, Robin, and man, that was, you know, that was more than a parade. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was a beautiful sight. The federal government was doing nothing to stop just the non-stop entrance of the Haitian refugees from other countries. They're refugees in South America, not in this country. So the governor deployed the Texas Department of Safety, and they literally formed a wall with their vehicles. And it was over a mile, and it was effective because it stopped the flow of the illegal border crossers. And that's also when the Border Patrol on horseback came on scene. So they were able to at least stem the flow at that point that had been going on unabated for over 24 hours. So it was a beautiful sight to see. And from what I understand, from a report yesterday, those vehicles are still staged. I don't know if they're there today still. But so what has happened is Texas has formed a wall with vehicles. That has been effective.
Well, now, and these are a lot of, see, when you talk about the Texas Department of Public Safety, if you live in Texas like I do, and I think Robin's familiar with this too, that's a short, that's a long, I'm getting it backwards, that's a long identification of the police cars, okay? They have Texas Department of Public Safety. It doesn't say Highway Patrol or anything like that. That's it. A lot of words. But is it true that Maxine Waters and Al Sharpton were saying that those cars, some of them had antennas and they were whipping the Haitians? Was that possible? Had CB radios and they were whipping them with the antennas? We'll have to check that out.
Yes, I mean, it's preposterous.
Blinding them with their headlights. That's probably what it's going to be, yeah. They were blinding they had their high beams on and they were blinding
them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and no mention of the law-breaking that is going on. They are opposed to our law officers, but those individuals breaking the law, coming in illegally, it's like they are just fine with that situation. And there's been some attacks on ICE officers when they were being taken via ICE bus to the airport.
Oh yeah, they overruled it, didn't they? They took
yes.
over, yeah.
And that, and they also, once in Haiti, attacked a U.S. pilot that had flown them back to their home country. So these attacks on law enforcement go unreported, let alone the stress they're under, all of them, doing this job and being criticized by the president. You know, it's just outrageous, and we need to turn this around. You know, Texas, that was the right approach to line the border with the vehicles. Texas needs to just step up to the plate and stem the tide, turn them back, and do what they can. And thank goodness Texas and sometimes Arizona, they do take matters into their hands of the state.
Yeah.
That is what should happen since the federal government is missing in action on this.
Yeah, and you know when the Haitians took over the bus, I think it was a bus that was carrying them, they took over. Luckily, I found another site that gave you the whole story. They did take over, but then the Border Patrol managed to recapture the bus, and they got it back somehow, so that's good. It just goes on and on and on. I was expecting a lot of this to happen whenever I knew that Kamala Harris was going to be vice president, because she is probably the number one, I start to say American, but didn't she come from, the number one higher-upper that is definitely for open borders. And she said it all her life. No borders. We need no borders at all. And be sure to vote for the one who brought you here. That would be Democrat, okay?
Yes.
Just part of their major plan. And I think it's working for them right now, but we'll see. I don't know if we're going to need a miracle in 24 or not, but have to see.
Well, the good news, some good news on the horizon, the Democrats in the budget reconciliation, you've covered this, they put in the amnesty that would have granted amnesty to more than 8 million illegals. And, of course, that was removed by the Senate parliamentarian. So that was some good news on the horizon. It looks like probably an amnesty bill won't be able to be implemented, at least for the next several years. So, yes, there'll be policies. Yes, the border's open. But it looks like amnesty is off the table, at least for now.
But you did, your group, I think I got this notice from you because I had Per Robin. Urgent. The Senate is expected to vote on the Freedom to Vote Act. You remember they had that other thing, you know, For the People Act? They had to get rid of that because the people caught on. We the people caught on. You like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, they caught on. So now they've introduced S-2747, Freedom to Vote Act. Wow. How long have they been saying, you know, that black people can't vote, that voter ID is prejudiced to black people? You know, they've done that for years and years and years and years and years. And, I mean, it's an insult to black people to put you in that category. That would be like, well, if your last name starts with an H or a W, you don't know how to vote. Oh,
yes.
My God. Robin, we'll just go to, you know, some store and have an ice cream, all right? Yes. But they're getting ready to do this, but I don't know exactly when it's going to come about. But it's going to decimate election integrity and inhibit Americans from achieving free elections. And it's being labeled as a pared down or a compromise by the media. We're going to compromise. Force each state to provide automatic voter registration for anyone with a driver's license. Wow.
Anyone. And that includes non-citizens.
Gee. I'll tell you, it's way out of control, and thank God we got organizations like you. We can talk about this or whatever you wish when we come back. We're going to take that break. Want to remind you, listener, go to WeThePeopleRising.com. WeThePeopleRising.com. Check out that lovely Al Sharpton doing his speech and see how many words you can listen that come through clearly. You know, it's like a cloud went through there or something. It was kind of funny. It was sort of funny, but it's
yes, it was. It was. It made my day.
Me too. Robin Vidston, HVIDSTON. The website WeThePeopleRising.com. You don't have to add without an alarm clock. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The hilarious comedy My Spy is available on Amazon Prime Video starting June 26th. It's about a hardened CIA operative named JJ who has been demoted and finds himself at the mercy of a precocious 9-year-old girl named Sophie.
Is it too late to homeschool me?
Lots of laughs and heart in this one, and it was fun watching actor Dave Bautista in this type of role.
There is one thing I'm good at.
My Spy is rated PG-13 for some spy-type action, but otherwise a pretty safe option. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Three friends, three unique perspectives. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sean Connery.
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows.
There's a hall pass.
There's a hall pass?
No hall passes in my life.
So. Maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria weekdays at 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern on CRN.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here with my guest Robin Vitston, Executive Director, We the People Rising, wethepeoplerising.com. Here's a, you know, you say, oh boy, you clap your hands, but guess what? There's, you know, nobody's hearing you. But there is a group of House Republicans that have filed articles of impeachment against President Biden over his immigration crisis, saying that he violated his oath of office. And basically, what it is, it's a failure to maintain and defend American sovereignty. And he's doing it even despite the Supreme Court's warning. I guess they're going to plan on stacking the courts again or something, you know, because they're ignoring the Supreme Court. Of course, nothing's going to happen there either, right?
Right. But, you know, it's good to see these Republicans taking this step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction to call for the impeachment over this lawlessness. And we should, as the public, get behind these Congress members, let our Congress members know that we support them. Because the people need to be speaking out loud and clear against this, what's going on at the border. And also, Biden outrageously has called for, of course, the Border Patrol to no longer use horses in the Del Rio area. And rather than focus on the job they're doing the best they can to protect this nation, he's attacking them. He is attacking them for what occurred lawfully. They were stopping illegal border crossers from entering our country using the horses as one way to blockade them.
Hey, Robin, did you see the president's speech today, any of it?
I saw the excerpts from it and the horrible things he said about our Border Patrol and the Border Patrol on horseback.
We are investigating this. It's a wonder he didn't say, you know, the speaking points, worse than 9/11. And, you know, none of them. Apparently, if you're a Democrat, what you need to do is get, you know, a Roy Rogers magazine. Try to find one or something. So you'll find out what a whip looks like and what a rein. R-E-I-N, I think it is?
Yes.
Rein, yeah. Anyway, unbelievable. But you know
it
what?
It is.
It's like I said, never let a crisis go to waste. But when he's talking about, we're going to get those guys, and I'm telling you right now, and then they're automatically now having to do desk duty. Wow. We need to get little Joe and maybe Kamalia, put them on the back of a bronking, bucking horse, you know. Here, grab hold of the reins. Oh, I'm sorry. We gave you a whip. You grab hold of that whip and see if you can stay on. Oh, it gets me going.
And those Border Patrol, they're in a situation of utter pandemonium, trying to keep our nation safe, doing their job. And the president himself and the vice president, rather than focus on the law-breaking, they focus on our law officers that were totally within their realm of just doing their job, protecting us.
Yeah. And the primary subject of his speech, of course, you've all got to have COVID. COVID, 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 COVID. It's going to last now maybe 5 years, 6 years. All these booster shots. You got to have it. You got to have it. Unless you're some of those people I invited into the country.
Right.
You know, so forget about the 30,000 or whatever. Nope. They must all be immune. Wow.
They're granted immunity from the vaccine. They don't have to be tested. They are free to move about our country as they wish. Once they are released, but not the U.S. citizen. You know, our jobs have to mandate the vaccination. Our jobs are coming after American citizens. It's truly a double standard, and they're boldly stating it from the press secretary to the president that if you're here crossing our border illegally, you're exempt.
You're exempt, right. Hey, I appreciate it very much, Robin. We'll do it again. Robin Vidston, remember the website, We ThePeopleRising.com. WeThePeopleRising.com. Robin Vidston, hey, the one and only, the Duke Selwyn. He's coming up next.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy Dayton at the network, and we just happen to be live across America, unless this is a repeat show, and around the world, unless Biden messes it up, at crntalk.com. Well, guess what? It's time for that one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke, you know, writer for The New American, and Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. You may know that he appears on television and a frequent guest on radio, especially like great shows like this one. And you got to remember his website, SelwynDuke.com. And ladies and gentlemen, now, here's Selwyn.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke,
oh, yeah.
Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, 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 Duke.
Too late to run away because we have the theme music, and he must stay. That's my little poem there, Selwyn. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. You know,
Chuck, once the song plays, I guess I'm committed, right? That's it. And I know a lot of people say I should be committed, but that's a different story. Sorry,
well, I committed myself, and they turned me down, said I had the wrong papers, and I hadn't gotten a booster shot. What? isn't it amazing? Did you watch the president? I mean, my goodness, you know, pushing. They've never pushed anything this hard, ever. I don't think whenever they were trying to get people to join up for World War II, you know, Uncle Sam needs you.
Mm.
It won't even compare to, you know, your arm needs to do what Biden says unless you're from a foreign country, and it's getting absolutely ridiculous. And what he is doing to Americans, Selwyn, and I'm going to tell you something, listener, this is pretty disturbing. And I'd mentioned this whenever it first broke. We're going to talk about Selwyn's report on who's dishonorable, question mark. Biden wants troops refusing the vaccine dishonorably discharged. Wow. What's he going to do, get those little woke characters to come and protect us?
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable, Chuck. The COVID ritual continues being visited upon us apace. You know, it's just not abating at all. We see it everywhere, and this is a good example of it. Yet there's something I think even more nefarious going on here, and I'll get to that later. But, you know, I wrote in my article quoting Alfred Lord Tennyson, the poet, and I know he wrote this probably sarcastically, but theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do or die. And, of course, he was talking about the military, and I wrote, well, the thing is, though, the truth is we know there are such things as illegal orders, and then we also know that there are such things as irrational suicidal orders. You know, and one happened to be the event that inspired Tennyson's line, which was the charge of the Light Brigade during the Crimean War's Battle of Balaklava. And I made sure I pronounced that correctly, Chuck, because I always tend to say baklava, which is a food, right?
And I think. Know what? That's funny. You're asking me how it should be pronounced? Are you serious? You know, I still call him
Balaklava. Balaklava. But
maybe
well, you have a proclivity for foreign languages. You have a proclivity for foreign languages, don't you?
I do, when I roll my R's only, though, you know. And I've told you, well, I don't want to take up valuable time on that story. So, but I do want to get to this. You know, but, you know, when you talk about, let me see, the suicidal orders I'm looking for, you know, where they, the Light Brigade, yes, okay. This is where they just had to run into the hell of bullets, right?
Right. What happened was there was miscommunication and they got the orders mixed up. They weren't supposed to attack where they did. They were supposed to attack another part of the enemy's forces. And that would have been okay. They would have been a Light Brigade. Are we on the air?
We're on. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. I bet. Yeah. You know what? I bet you that's what's his name there? You know,
Biden or Biden's underlings trying to interrupt the broadcast.
I think it's Jeremy. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Trying to get a date for the weekend or something. I'm not sure. So you don't hear him interrupting
me. Oh, I don't think Jeremy has a problem there.
He went over the wrong hill. That's why it went off. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's like me with the dates. You know, Chuck, it's like last night was driving me crazy. This woman was banging on my door all night, banging, driving me nuts. Finally, I had to let her out.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming. Yes.
Now, but don't get the wrong idea, listeners. I'm a good Catholic boy. None of that. I try to walk the straight and narrow. Just kidding around. Just a joke. But anyway, let's get back to the serious stuff here. We're really transitioning between levity and seriousness. But anyway, so the Biden administration wants the Pentagon to be able to dishonorably discharge military members who refuse the jab. And what's happening here is that in Congress, there was a bill or an amendment to a bill that stated that these people could not be dishonorably discharged. They'd have to be honorably discharged. The Biden administration, and when I say that, I mean the people controlling our senile president, don't like that idea. Oh, excuse me, I called them the president. Let's say he should be called the commander-in-chief, really. That's a better way to put it. But anyway, so as I wrote here, an amendment passed, again, during committee markup, prohibits giving service members who refuse a vaccine anything but an honorable discharge. But the White House didn't like this. They said, quote, commanders must have the ability to give orders and take appropriate disciplinary measures, including enforcing the vaccine mandate. Well, anyway, different branches of the military have imposed different deadlines by which their members must be so-called vaccinated. I say so-called because really these are genetic therapy agents. But for the Army, it's December 15th. For the Air Force, it's November 2nd, so on and so forth. This even applies, of course, to people in the reserves. And, you know, the bottom line is this. This is something that is completely irrational, Chuck. I'm sorry if I'm getting redundant here because you and I have discussed this in the past, but we know that people in the group that military members tend to be in are not imperiled by this virus. I mean, the fact is, I read years ago that the average age in the military was 19. It's probably a little higher now, but the bottom line is that we've got 1.4 million service members in this country. About 605,000 of them are 25 or younger, okay? And most all of the rest are between 25 and 49, or 40, maybe even a younger age. I'm not sure.
Yeah, in fact, you but had, the point you had 20 to 49 in your report.
20 to 49. There you go. 20 to 49. Thank you. See, you know what I'm writing about better than I do, Chuck. You don't even need me here.
I do need you, yes. Hey, let me ask you, though. You know, and I was really harping on, I think it was the beginning of this week, when he threatened the SEAL team. He said, the SEAL team, if you do not get your COVID shots, you will be dismissed from service. We don't need you. And I'm thinking, you ought to look up the word shot, okay? I mean, what these guys go through and you're worried about, you know, COVID-19 sneaking up on them, they got other things to worry about. And then I'm thinking just now, Selwyn, as I was listening to all the different dates that they have to have it done by, you know, or you're out of here, try it on the Secret Service. And what if all of them said no? You think he'd change his mind?
Well, what's unbelievable about this is that the last I heard, and this was back in May, so it could have changed, but if you take Anthony Fauci's Dr. Mouth's bureaucracy, again, I call him Dr. Mouth because that's what Fauci means in Italian, his bureaucracy, the NIAID, even he admitted back then that 40% at least, and maybe 50% of their employees were not vaccinated. So what's going on there? I mean, do these people know something that a lot of other people don't?
Really?
But, you know, just to close the loop on what I was saying before, why military members are not imperiled by the virus, again, the CDC issued data back in October talking about the survivability rates relating to COVID. And this data were – or these data, I should say – were vindicated or confirmed by Stanford epidemiologist John Ioannidis just recently. And if you're 0 to 19 years old, according to these data, your chances of surviving when you contract the coronavirus are 99.997%. Wow. A flu is probably more dangerous to you. If
so
you're
is,
20
so
to
is 49, believe it or not, lightning. You know, lightning strikes, killing people. I mean, I thought they were making that up, you know, when it first started there. But if they would have said earthquakes, yes, I would have jumped on that one. But, you know,
Wrong. Not only that, military members are more likely to die from suicide than from the China virus.
Yeah.
But if you're 20 to 49 years old and you contract COVID, your chances of surviving are 99.98%. So the bottom line is that this is not something that's very deadly to military members, not something you have to worry about. In fact, we've got to get over this idiotic idea that somehow being, quote, infected, contracting the virus is a bad thing. It's a good thing for non-vulnerable people because, again, I know I've said this before, as Dr. Newt Witkowski, that epidemiologist, said early last year, you want the non-vulnerable to be infected because they're not going to have symptoms or maybe just mild symptoms, and that's how maybe you can establish herd immunity. There's nothing to fear from that. So anyway, despite all this, the Biden administration, Chuck, they're being scientific obscurantists. They're trying to force all the military members to be vaccinated. And, you know, this really comes down to a very serious issue, which I address in my article. Obviously, when you're in the military, you're supposed to obey orders. You understand that. But on the other hand, some orders are completely irrational. And as I wrote, I mean, soldiers are not automatons. They're not robots. They're rational beings with intellect and free will. And they have to make their decisions here. They have to say, well, did I sign up to be a guinea pig? You know, is there any logic behind this? And what makes this even more untenable or unreasonable from their perspective is, you know, we're seeing now a society, I mentioned guinea pigs, where we have those pigs more equal than others. And I'm there alluding to the book Animal Farm. You know, and I say morale is not going to be high in the military and a disobedient spirit low if servicemen can't respect their superiors. Yet, what have we seen in recent years? Well, they've been spat upon by their leadership, both civilian and military. I mean, Chuck, they were forced in the military to stand down for 60 days in order to ferret out alleged extremism. And what was happening was they were unfairly maligned as having white supremacists in their ranks. They've had critical race theory, which is just anti-white racism 101, foisted upon them, along with other woke ideology. And then on top of all of this, the military has become a testing ground for what I call sexual devolutionary social engineering. In other words, the alphabet crew, LGBTQ crowd. So all of this has to undermine morale, has to undermine respect. Okay, how can they respect a leadership that would do this to them? Then on top of all of this, get this. We just heard about General Mark Milley's phone call with that Chinese general where he actually stated, hey, we're not going to attack. And if we do, guess what? I'm going to warn you so it won't be a surprise. And our military members are supposed to respect these people.
And I'm glad you bring up the word in this article too, Selwyn. What he did is determined and kind of labeled as treason, you know? I mean, going to call the Chinese and say, hey, at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, he's going to fire the missiles towards China. So you only have 24 hours to get ready, sir. Yes, sir. And don't forget, I'm the one that got you there, and I'm the one that told you. And yes, extremism, you know, that word extremism, white supremacist, critical race theory, woke. A lot of that came out of the insurrection January 6th. Which was worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than the Twin Towers. You know what? When they say worse than the Twin Towers, and we now see the film of how bad it was, Selwyn, shame on them. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and wrap up this story. Selwyn Duke, the new American. This is Who's Dishonorable? Biden wants troops refusing vaccine dishonorably discharged. Save a little veterans money, huh? I'll tell you. SelwynDuke.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago.
At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN with my guest Selwyn Duke, the new American, thenewamerican.com, and his website, selwynduke.com. And you can read this in its entirety. Who's dishonorable? Question mark. Biden wants troops refusing vaccine dishonorably discharged. And Selwyn and I, we know, and if you were watching all of the proof coming down about how there was no insurrection January 6th, you're not going to hear about it on the, you know, the CNN and the MSNBC, but they got caught again with a big lie. So how can this be that important? It's more important than anything. And if anything they can do, you know, let's wipe out religion. Let's wipe out the whole thing with the, you got to be locked up. You got to get that needle. You got to get that needle. That reminds me of Emmanuel, right? What was the age group selling? Do you remember? 75. No one over 75 should live, but he hasn't told Biden yet.
Right. That's Ezekiel Emmanuel. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel's
Ezekiel,
brother.
Yes.
Saying people shouldn't live past 75. The funny thing is that when he said that, I think he was about 57 or 59, and he looked about 75, actually, ironically. So I don't know how vibrant he is. There are some people who are very vibrant at that age. In fact, famed chemist Linus Pauling was working into his 90s and was very, very lucid and productive. So you know, I don't know about that thesis there. Yeah.
And I'll just throw this in. You know, the amazing thing, which is so obvious sometimes if you just stop and see the speed bump, so to speak, is that when they say you must have the vaccine, there's nothing wrong with the vaccine. You got to wear the mask. You got to get the vaccine. Of course, any government official and postal workers, they're all exempt from getting this. Why is that? And somebody said, well, you know, they got to deliver those votes somehow, don't they? So they had to throw in the post office. And that's probably what it's all about. I don't know, unless, well, I won't go that far. Yeah.
Well, anyway. You know, what's really disgusting about this, Chuck, is that illegal aliens are exempt. So they're held, again, this is nothing new, to lower standards than we citizens are. And Congress and its staff are exempt. Now, how does any of this make sense? If this virus is so deadly, I mean, if we're facing here a last man on Earth or Omega Man situation, I'm alluding to those two older films here, then how could that possibly be tolerated? Then if the vaccine is a panacea, everyone needs to be vaccinated, right? You can't have these people out there and risk super spreader events. It's all nonsense. You know, this is like when we saw Nancy Pelosi at that fundraiser in your state. What was that, Napa Valley or something, where was unmasked and she was at a table with a bunch of other white people. They were densely clustered. Mm-hmm. All of them were unmasked. But, as Tucker Carlson put it, the little brown people serving them, they were wearing their masks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're developing really a two-tiered society here, and I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about class, where it seems like these people who are in charge, who have power and they have prestige, they can violate all the COVID regulations. But the hoi polloi, the rest of us, well, we've got to be faceless people. We're faceless people unmasked, and these people are supposed betters are the ones who actually have faces. It's disgusting. I have to tell you something, Chuck, because I was never comfortable with this. I never liked lording anything over people. And when I'm at a restaurant, I don't have a mask on, obviously. I don't like it when the people serving me have to wear masks, because I feel that there's that two-tiered kind of system, effect there. I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't like the fact that this is being foisted upon them at all. It's wrong.
But I go to a restaurant occasionally. I'm not going to mention their name, but it's probably my favorite restaurant. And the reason I'm not going to mention it is because they're sort of like dual owners. There's the mother and the daughter, okay? And when the daughter's there, it's sort of wide open. You know, come on in. We're not going to look for any, you know, and if you want to wear a mask, of course, you don't wear the mask because you're in there eating, and you don't have to flip it back and put it back on and take it off. But then when the older lady gets there, it's everybody will wear a mask. Everybody. And I'm going, wow, you know, it's the generations there. I bet you one of them's conservative and one of them isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a darn good bet, isn't it? But,
yeah,
you know, getting back to the story here about...
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you, Miley, any recourse at all because of what he did, or would that have been up to Trump and Dr. Jill told Biden to leave it alone?
Yeah, it's just disgusting. Think about it. Let's put this in perspective.
Yeah.
If someone in the 70s or 80s, a general, had said to a counterpart in the Soviet Union, if we attack, I'm going to warn you, what would the response have been? Democrats, along with Republicans, would have been up in arms back then, and they would have wanted the man's scalp. And
see how good
what
you
if,
are. You can tell when that breaks there, because I heard you take a pause. You are so good. You ought to be on radio, Selwyn.
Yeah, look
Selwyn
at that.
Duke. D-U-K-E, and it's Selwyn. Do you know how to spell Selwyn? Capital S-E-L-W-Y-N. SelwynDuke.com. Be right back. Lots more to come.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus,
hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
Then there was Selwyn Duke. Yes, yeah, we'll just we'll forget the music this time. Yeah, no problem. Boy, sorry about that, Mr. Duke. We owe you.
Okay. I just can't dance this time. That's all.
I know. How much were we getting if we let him dance? $10. Okay, thank you. Forget the 10, except for the first time. There we got it. Anyway.
All righty. All right.
More like serious stuff. I mean, and we got another one that's serious coming up. I know that sometimes we kind of deviate, but sometimes you need humor when you talk about the President of the United States, you know, and it's not the jokes he's making, it's his decisions he's making. But anyway, there you go. What is the, would you buy a used GTA mandate from these people? The GTA is what?
Oh, that's a genetic therapy agent. And that's what I rightly call the vaccines, Chuck, because they're not really vaccines. And the reason why is this. I might have said this before on your show, but a normal vaccine works in this manner, where an organism, minus the dangerous part of it, I'm talking about something like a virus, is introduced into your system, and that induces an immune response that corresponds to that organism. But that's not how these GTAs operate. What happens here is that a genetic code is introduced into your system that programs your body to supposedly create an immune response. And as Dr. Peter McCullough, whom I often cite, he's out of Texas, yeah. He is one of the most published experts in his field, as he said, we've never asked the human body to do this before. So this is uncharted territory. And that's why it's not surprising that we're hearing all of these stories about vaccine coincident complications and even deaths in certain cases. You know, you and I discussed that 13-year-old boy who had no health issues, Jacob Klinik, who died 3 days after getting his second shot. And I'm not trying to scare people, but I've just heard too many stories. I mean, recently I had yet another man who said to me, I just had a heart attack. And sure enough, he had taken the vaccine. I've never had so many people tell me that they've had heart attacks. So I really think something is going on here.
Yeah, and you know, and I had Leo Homan on write some good stuff about this. And this, I guess it was a Navy doctor. I'm not sure if it was Navy or not. But anyway, giving this whole Zoom report about how nobody's dying from these COVID shots and all this stuff. And he was giving figures you wouldn't believe. Oh, like maybe 3 people a week might, you know, get real sick or something. What? What are you going? He got caught, though. He didn't realize. He just thought he'd be going to individuals and nobody, you know, from the media was going to be able to pick up on it. It's so far out of hand. I mean, if Trump was doing this right now, he would have already been impeached. Because the only thing, I'm going to go way out on it on this one if you're ready, Selwyn. The only big thing I noticed between Hitler and Biden is that Biden doesn't have that little mustache. Because, I mean, when you listen to him, he's getting close. He is getting that close. But unfortunately, and I still believe, somebody else is moving the strings.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Because another difference between Biden and Hitler is that Hitler could actually speak fluently and compellingly. You know, Biden obviously is just a puppet. And that's why I've long said, you know, even I fall into this sometimes, but commentators tend to say, well, Biden did this or Biden plans to do that. Biden's not planning to do anything. I don't think Biden remembers what he did yesterday. I mean, this is a guy who really is very, very far gone. Rumor has it that he's on anti-dementia medication. It's called Namenda. And he's really being used. And if he were a different kind of person, I could almost feel sorry for him, because he's always been a jerk and he's always been a liar and he's always been devoid of substance. But now he's just so far gone that his wife should be ashamed of herself, Dr.
Right.
Jill, that she's doing this to her husband and all the other people. But they don't care, because they're all about power and his wife is all about prestige. That's why she wanted that phony doctor title in the first place. And by the way, I'll say something about that. You know, there's a saying, Chuck, everyone wants to be a doctor, but nobody wants to go to medical school. She has a PhD in education. That doesn't make you a doctor in my book. But
you know,
anyway,
yeah.
All right.
And she wanted that prestige, and it also leaked into having the prestige of being first lady. She's the one that should have said, you know, Joe, don't do it. Do not run, please. No, it'll be okay. You know, they're going to put microphones in my ears, or I don't know what. You know, I mean, and I can. They told me not to take any questions. Or here's the list I have. I mean, I'll tell you something, listener. If you've listened to my program, you know for a fact that my biggest fan on TV is Tucker Carlson, okay? There is a guy, you know, I can't remember his last name right now, that he's a detective from Colorado. He's maybe my second favorite person on TV. But anyway, Tucker Carlson. And, like, I'm going to mention here in a minute, we're going to talk about something that he did in Selwyn's latest. But last night, he really showed you there was no such thing as an insurrection, because they finally, all the way from April 6th until a couple of days ago, they finally had to show the surveillance film that happened in the Capitol. And there was no riot. None at all. The only thing that happened was when this guy that I don't know about his credentials, Capitol policeman, shot the girl. But
we're going to get Ashley into... Ashley Babbitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ashley Babbitt, man. Weaponizing psychiatry. Let's get into this one. Authorities calling people mentally ill and forcing them now to see shrinks for opposing, guess what? The wrong baseball? No. Football team? No. Opposing COVID policy. Ah.
Yeah.
Will they just come and get you and put the loop around you and pull you into the van and take off? Is that going to be it?
Well, it may get to that point. I mean, this is a story, Chuck, that I would say is shocking. But then again, those of us who have our fingers on the pulse of this society aren't really going to find it so, because we know that we've been moving in this direction for a long time. But here's the story, and I have to mention this is from Tucker Carlson, because the people in question right now are being kept anonymous by him. But anyway, one law student here, he attends a prestigious law school, a high IQ person. He was just question the mask mandate at his school, how irrational it was. For instance, the students had to wear masks, but the professors didn't. So again, we see that two-tiered society and that class effect coming into play, right? Well, anyway, what happened to him? Did they say, oh, shut up, or did they explain to him why they had this double standard? No, what they did was, get this, they actually suspended him. They threatened to go to bar associations and make sure that the kid, or I should say the young man, could never work in law again, could never ever work in law. They likened him to a school shooter. They said he was dangerous. And they also said, we don't know if you're capable of following the rules, implying that maybe there was something psychologically wrong with him. On top of all of this, Chuck, as a requirement for his returning to school, okay, he had to waive his medical confidentiality, and he had to see a psychiatrist and be psychologically evaluated. Imagine that, okay? Not only that, Tucker Carlson says, this is not unusual, he said that he and his people also spoke to a former member of the Army who likewise was referred to psychiatrists and kicked out of the military because he refused to wear a mask. Now, here's the whole thing about this, Chuck. This is very chilling, because there's a scary historical precedent here. This is precisely what happened in the Soviet Union and other Marxist Eastern Bloc countries many, many decades ago. What they would do routinely to get rid of troublesome dissidents was they would declare them mentally ill or mentally deranged, and then they'd haul them away and they'd just lock them up. And, of course, it's very, very convenient, right? Because if someone is deranged, well, you don't have to bother arguing with him. You can't reason with a deranged person. You just have to make sure he doesn't endanger himself or others. So
hey, and Selwyn, you know,
I
was just thinking in more recent times, that was kind of going on in Iran, too, when those young people were protesting. You know, remember how they were hauled away and never heard from again because they disagreed with the government of Iran? It happens, but it happens in communist countries, listeners, not the land of the free. Are they going to have to change that? Boy, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. No, that was
And I'm
going
to also tell the listener real quick, if you go to Selwyn Duke, okay, selwynduke.com, and just look at all the titles he has, Weaponizing Psychiatry, Authorities Calling People Mentally Ill, check it out because he's got the link for Tucker Carlson. And check, that is awesome, awesome. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. No, no, it's very good to watch. I agree with you. Absolutely. Now, in the Soviet Union, often they would diagnose these people as having, quote, philosophical intoxication. Get that, philosophical intoxication. Now, a lot of people will say, okay, but that's not going to happen here. Well, here's the thing, though. If you had told people 2 years ago, Chuck, that today there would be mask mandates, people would be arrested for not wearing masks, they would lose their jobs, and they would be compelled to take an experimental genetic therapy agent, a drug, people would have said, come on, what are you talking about? This is America. But lo and behold, all of that has been visited upon us. And what you have to do is you have to look at our cultural trajectory. You know, I've said this in the past. If you have an asteroid, how is it that scientists can know with pretty good exactitude where it's going to be 20 years hence? Well, because they chart its trajectory. It's the same thing with cultures. They have a trajectory. Ours, for a long time now, has been moving steadily towards what we call the left. And this process has accelerated precipitously during the last couple of years, obviously. And here's the thing you have to understand about the left. It has already visited craziness, insanity upon us in the name of no good science whatsoever. And it's not going to stop unless someone stops these people on the left. Why? Because they couldn't care about right and wrong. They couldn't care at all about truth. They're all about power. And the only thing that will limit how far they go is how much their power is limited. I mean, you don't have to say with them that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, Chuck, because these people are corrupt to begin with. And all power does, and actually this is usually the case, is it allows them to show their true colors, to bare their fangs. So this absolutely could happen here, where we go from where we are now, where people are being forced to see psychiatrists for opposing what I call COVID ritual, to a point where maybe we're put in mental institutions. Remember, for a long, long time, Chuck, the left has said they've bandied about these phony studies indicating that conservatives actually have psychological defects. You know, I'm sure you've seen those, even though it's the left. They're the ones who have what I would call the moral and philosophical and spiritual.
It's that thing, blame others for what you do. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, there's a deeper issue here, and this is what I was alluding to earlier in the program when I said there was something more nefarious going on. What really is the result of all these vaccine mandates and mask mandates? Well, think about it. If you wanted to totally control a society, Chuck, you'd have to control all of its institutions. You'd have to control the military, the medical establishment, the educational establishment, so on and so forth. How then could you purge the people who are dissidents, who disagree with your agenda? Well, there are many ways you could do it, of course. But one way that we can do it here, that our establishment, our pseudo-elites are doing it, is they're using COVID dictates. Because think about it. The kind of people who aren't going to assent to being jabbed with this experimental medication tend to be more Republican, more patriotic, and more conservative than average. Okay, and there's a poll that actually vindicates this assessment. It's a July survey, Chuck, that found that while only 6% of Democrats said they'd probably refuse the GTAs, 47% of Republicans expressed that sentiment. Okay, so what you do is you say, rubbing your hands together, being very clever, how can we get all these MAGA types, all these conservatives, out of the military and out of the other institutions, oh, yeah, we'll make sure they have to take vaccines. These people then are going to voluntarily leave. Then what we have is we have institutions full of compliant ideologues. Then they will very willingly enforce our whole agenda on the population. And it makes, of course, all these institutions far more left-wing. And what could happen in the future, Chuck, just to give you one example? Well, guess what? If you have a sanity-purged medical profession, because remember, a lot of nurses now have been quitting because they don't want to be so-called vaccinated, well, that medical profession might be very amenable to labeling you or me as psychologically deranged, so we can be put in an institution. Yeah. And then the same thing is happening with law schools, as Tucker Carlson indicated. So if we still have courts that would help us when this time comes, where are we going to find some lawyer who's going to robustly defend us if the lawyers also are all wokesters because the law profession also has been purged? Think about that.
You know, and you also mentioned in this article, got about 1 minute before the break. He didn't write that in the article, 1 minute before the break, no. But look at what's going on in, Australia. And I've said this before. At one time I said, boy, I'd like to visit that country. I like the way they talk. I like everything about it. I've never been there, but guess what? Now they've gone, like you say, full Chinese on China virus regulations. And they've already instituted martial law in certain areas, and they're enforcing them. Martial law. That would be like protecting the Capitol building, right? Yes, on that insurrection
right, I know.
That occurred. Man.
I know. The shrimp on the Barbie, Chuck, is actually the shrimp that is their freedom, spirit of freedom, their spirit of right and wrong, their spirit of not being a subject. That's the shrimp on the Barbie now, unfortunately, in the land down under.
You know, it won't be long, and they'll do it to all the animals, too, I guess. Whoa, we just realized animals are catching COVID. Yeah, go give that kangaroo, a shot. Just hop to it, will you? Okay. It's break time. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, his website, selwynduke.com. And we're going to come back and wrap things up. And a lot of serious stuff going on. I'm glad you're getting it from the one and only Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com.
Now, Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Columbo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, Magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself? Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you been.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. You know, and one of the really disturbing things in this report is when you start talking about, you go and you see a mental health specialist, right, professional. And when you talk about, you know, going to them, would you remind the listeners how so many of these mental health professionals, what they insist can now happen? Just think about, you're going to go see if you're okay. And they'll start telling you, what did you put down here, insisting that a...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, here's the whole thing. Psychology, the school of thought that prevails anyway, Chuck, I've long been saying is a great bastion of liberalism. In fact, I've long been saying that really psychology, again, the school of thought that prevails, exists to provide a specious scientific basis for liberalism. In other words, let's say... you're drinking too much, right? Well, that's not your responsibility. It could be a gene, or you're a woman who killed her husband. Might not be your responsibility. You might have had PMS, a child who's misbehaving. That's not your responsibility because you might have ADHD. In other words, liberalism likes to say, well, we really shouldn't hold people accountable for the evil they do because they were just subject to the influences of society or a gene or whatever the case may be.
I don't like
liberalism
the riots,
always,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Liberalism always wanted to, right, eliminate personal responsibility, and psychology comes along and provides a specious, in other words, a seemingly logical but actually not so, pseudoscientific basis for that notion. And what happened in the Soviet Union when they were locking people up who were dissidents, calling them mentally ill? Well, for instance, if people opposed Lysenkoism, the idea that there was the heritability of acquired traits, and what that means is, I know a lot of $70 words there, is that if you pluck the leaves off a plant, that plant's descendants will be leafless, okay? That was something that was debunked a long time ago. But if you oppose that idea, you could be called mentally ill and you could be locked up. And that fate actually befell many, many good biologists who wanted to adhere to sound science. And what do we see today? Have things changed? No. I mean, we see psychiatrists, people with medical degrees, who not only are pushing full-bore liberalism in their pseudoscientific way, as I just said, but they'll also say things such as, well, a boy can become a girl just by willing it. And this is the kind of person who in the future might be assessing you when you're ordered to go for a psychiatric evaluation. Oh, let's see, Chuck Wilder here. Oh, well, he believes there are only two sexes and that you should use the word sex and not gender.
Or maybe they'll say... Yeah, maybe they'll say, you know, more men are standing up against the inoculation of this, you know, these shots. Nobody wants them. How would you just like to be a girl? Maybe that would, you know, satisfy you. Maybe more girls are saying, I give in. Give me a shot. Would you like to be a girl? Yeah, well, let us go back to the ranch. And you tell that rooster, would you like to lay an egg? That's my answer.
No, I've always said that, too. I mean, it's pure and utter nonsense. If you want to find out if these people really believe it, just ask them, well, let's say you were breeding dogs, okay? Would you go to a breeder and say, oh, give me a male and a female pick of the litter? Or would you say, give me any two that look good?
Yeah, give me the one with the brown eyes. Okay, there we go. Selwyn, appreciate it each and every time you come on. I really appreciate it. Selwyn Duke.
Thank you, Chuck.
The new American. Yeah, and remember the website, SelwynDuke.com. SelwynDuke.com. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Jeremy Dayton, and thank you for listening. And please remember that absolutely no liberals were injured during the production of this program.